Our next reader, the first of many representing Menacing Hedge tonight, is Beth Coyote, who I believe is a Seattleite since she was nominated for Seattle Poet Populist. I love that she has a couple of chickens named Lucy and Fiona, although I'm not sure if her neighbors do. So let's bring up Beth Coyote.
They're not that loud, but they're awful. Chickens are really awful. They're very terrible to each other. They are. They're dinosaurs with feathers. This first few poems are about the Catholics, because I just am fascinated by Catholics, you know? They saint people, like Dorothy Day is going to become a saint, and there's all the pedophiles, you know? It's just this really interesting mixture of stuff, and I also recently found out that they worship the Eucharist for 24 hours. It's a special thing. I forget what it's called. But the Eucharist is the little piece of bread. I mean, don't you find that curious?
Well, it's also Jesus.
Right, see? So, right. Is Jesus a little piece of bread? I mean, I hope I'm not offending anybody, but I just thought, and maybe I am, you know, but I thought if you're going to have a religion, have it be something really interesting. You know, the Catholics would be a good choice, or maybe the evangelicals would be a good choice, too. Because they, well, you know, they get into snakes and, you know, talking in tongues and all that. So anyway, this first poem is called Anchorite. And an anchorite was actually a person, usually a woman, who chose to be bricked up in the church. And then she stayed in her little cell for the rest of her life, praying and flagellating herself and whatever. Okay. I mean, really, really. It's really true. Anchorite. Pierce my palms with your savage psalms. Thistles are your bread and meat. Feel their insult as you bend and wilt. Your breath, chromium, bite. Such a cloth over your purpled eye, you are a sight. No lamb, no sacrifice. Madness is your cell, your bosom, your long nail. And then there's the Anglicans, of which I am part of that tribe, I'm sorry to say. And that was King Henry, so, you know. This is called Scald the Blight and Let It Crease. And the epigraph is Anne Boleyn. O death, rock me asleep, bring me to quiet rest, and let me pass my weary, guiltless ghost out of my careful breast. My gowns squall in their cages, my skin stinks like silkworm rot. I squat to piss in the woods. I prick my arms 11 times with crow feathers. Men cross themselves when I speak. Where I step, motherwort spurts from the ground. I bend the shuttle bone. I hiss and mandrakes gather to my thighs. My spit cures unseemly issues. I purge a blistered spike. I am the evil reed. And then there are the Borgias, another interesting family. And this is called Lucretia Borgia and the Dancing Bear. And the epigraph is, Lucretia was then the greatest whore there ever was in Rome. Dirty princess under the stairs, rubbing out the stains, while the brittle sisters of divination swap gowns and curses, honking and mewling, a permanent distraction. See them crumble beneath the weight, a terrible time, embracing their negation. They were forced by circumstance. See, their wrists were flimsy as paper cuts, the skin wearing away like chained martyrs, beseeching their futile gods, please carry us out of the dark. And this is called Godless. I hear secrets fit for prison, but we're all jailers now. I've become transparent as a mercenary in a brothel. My clothes were fashioned for a younger brother. Always that again, the deep end of the pool, the loaded gun, the slipknot. When I look at the horizon, I think of railroads and parlor tricks, the sky lit up with radiation. We fled the darkened rubber crate, protected as we were by FDA warnings, government handouts of morphine and cardboard. Go on, laugh. I haven't any desire for your trinkets. I'm flammable as a touchstone in your hard grip. I slice right through to the bone. And then I spoke about snake handlers, and this is called Marcia, the snake handler, reveals her secrets. Up to your old tricks again, I see, a cat on the mantle in the basement full of water. We told you to wear several layers. This weather kills. They're boarding up the south end. I heard the news. Gun sales are up, too. I'm not trying to scare you, just making conversation. No, I haven't bathed recently. I hear it increases yellow bile. I've had problems with fever fits. I'm trading this newspaper for a notebook. God talks to me near the cauliflower, sometimes near the carrots, never by the dead animals. I can hear them, the cows. I leave the store pronto. Otherwise, circuits start to vibrate. I shake my hands real fast to get the poison out. The lion tamer's daughter. She swallowed fire. She could feel small flames eating her fingers, a flickering under her nails. Her skirts billowed smoke. Silk was unbearable. Her blue shawl melted, puddled on the carpet. The stove ignited. She took to sleeping in the freezer, made a pillow of the rump roast, melted the ice cream. Her piss boiled, the dog ran off. Her feet scorched the linoleum, her smile a lit match. Fireflies swarmed around her when she talked. Fire ants dropped from her mouth, welts from their stings in her throat. She steamed when rained on. Air around her sizzled. The gutters frothed and bubbled. Migratory patterns reversed. The forest rebuffed her. Trees burst into flame, then splinters, then ash. Sunspots along her molten arms, flashing on, off. And this is a found poem. I have a book that was published in 1956 called How to Stay Alive in the Woods by Bradford Anger. And I called it Rapture, and the epigraph is, human meat can hardly be equaled. Roasted beaver tail, oysters pried from the blasted rock. I fell through the ice, dried my cracked gloves, stuffed my shirt with feathers, deer fur concealed my savage appetite. Gun lost in the raving water, I built a death pit, squeezed muskellunge into my mouth. For clothes, I fashioned rabbit socks, bark waders, a seal bladder for lighting fires. I followed a stream back of beyond, sunken antlers in a reflected pool, harpoons, ice cave reeked of bear scat, stalked by a taste for my kind, hunger, a cousin to grief. And then this is my last poem, and this poem is just wrong because I'm a midwife, so I really shouldn't write this kind of stuff, but here you are. And this is called Lawless in the Hog Tying Season. Terrible babies cut through the vacant lot. They went looking for stolen art. They found a severed hand, several colored dots in a line, a slippery bone-handled knife, a bunny slipper. Morbid babies scaled the water tower. They drank a few six-packs. They dared each other to piss on the car lot below, have sex with Shelley, the waitress at the muffin top. Fanatical babies preached the gospel of excess. They jumped into the empty swimming pool. They discovered a snake as big as a Ford, a mink stole gone to hell, a breath mint. Whimpering babies revealed their secrets. They swallowed three bottles of cough syrup. They pinky swore on their repressed memories, dumb shit diaries, tarot cards cut in half, tire irons behind the woodpile. Thank you.